Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules.
So me and Tamara will continue focusing on pissing off housewives, but don't you worry. Currently, now myself and Emily will focus on Vanderpump Rules. So we will be doing all the deep dives and then we'll see what's next.
Yes.
We'll see
what's next.
Because we'll be covering every little detail. And I texted Emily this morning and I said, good thing you're a lawyer.
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing. Sometimes I feel like it gets me in more trouble because I say even more.
Oh, because you actually like have the wherewithal on what you're allowed to say, where I'm just worried all of the time.
But sometimes I forget I'm a lawyer. I guess that was my point.
Oh, you mean you're not, what is it that, I almost said like a, what is it, a mallet? What do judges
have? A gavel. A hammer.
You don't have a hammer but
I have a gavel somewhere. I'm going to find it for our next one.
Oh, can you do me a favor? And since you don't have a pink plastic wall behind you, can you just put up your law degree in the little?
Oh yeah, I'll hang it right here.
Insert law degree right there. That gives us a lot of cred.
Well, I have a lot. I have a Utah license and a California license and a law degree. So there's three certificates. So I'll just hang them all around.
Okay, perfect. And then can you wear maybe
like a blazer? A blazer or something?
Can you please put on something slightly more formal? Something you would wear to court. And then I want you to always seem like slightly stressed, chewing on your pen.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
That's pretty much where we stand. We had just gotten back from our live show in San Fran, where I feel like so much went down and we had such a good time. I feel like we're ready. We're ready to start this pod.
We're ready. We are fired up and ready.
First couple questions are... Yeah. How long ago did you start watching Vanderpump Rules?
Last night.
Last night.
Okay. I have to tell you, first of all, I went to Peacock and I found Vanderpump Rules, and there's some like hour-long special on there that's just a recap of all the relationships, and Lisa Vanderpump is narrating it. So I watched that. I feel like they made it for me specifically. Like, we have to give Emily a little like quick background. And I'm telling you, I was like, I was going to make this a whiteboard behind me and draw all the different relationships with like arrows. I feel like I needed a flow chart.
I feel like everybody has had sex with everybody at one point or another.
Right.
On the show, guilty by association. If not, But we already have some Vanderpump Rules headlines because mm-hmm. the Nick Viall podcast just dropped with the Toms. And we just saw the Cosmopolitan article with Lala Kent. But before we even get to that, since you're a new watcher, you watched the reunion, you watched the premiere, and you watched this Lisa Vanderpump special on the relationships.
Yeah.
Who do you think you relate to the most from Vanderpump Rules?
I would have to say Lala. I don't know. I like Lala. I find her to be reasonable yet insane at the same time, which I really, I feel like I'm like that too. Like I can be, I can put the reasonable attorney hat on, but then if you really piss me off, I'm knuckin' futz. So I get her. And then when she was talking about like with her mom on the couch, I don't know. I just like her. I just relate to her. Yeah.
And then which guy would you have sex with?
Oh my God. Do they all not have some kind of venereal disease at this point? I would say none.
But well, all right, fine. Who do you find the most appealing of the men?
I guess James Kennedy, because I find him, I just think he's funny. I like humor. I know you about fell out of your chair. Are you okay?
I had to protect myself on this flimsy background. Okay. Let's start off with the Cosmopolitan article. I'm actually seeing Lala on Monday. So, and I didn't know any of this. This is pretty incredible.
Okay. Reality star shares that she decided to go with IUI because she wanted to take control of her situation. Quote, "I will not gamble on me having my child," she says. "And I just don't think that finding a partner and falling in love with someone has anything to do with bringing a child into the world." Now, Kent's biggest piece of advice for other women is to bet on themselves. Quote, "If you want children and are only waiting for that person to come into your life, let's talk about a different route that we can take. It's 2024. There are many ways to have a baby and you don't need a man to do it," she says, end quote.
So essentially, she is going to have another baby.
Yeah, I can argue both sides, I guess. It's like on one hand, I'm like, yeah, women power. We should be able to do whatever we want. If she wants to have another child, I think that's amazing. But then on the other hand, I know how helpful my husband is in my life as someone who adds to my children and their lives, and how his perspective as a father and a role model is important. So, you know, I don't know. I just see both sides. I see how a father and a mother together raising a child is very beneficial. But I also think, you know, single women do a great job of raising children too. So,
and I think we have to be realistic that a lot of the time, whether you're married to a man, woman, have a partner, there's most of the time primarily one parent.
Yeah,
that is the one that is leading.
Right. And I do think my relationship with Shane is an exception to the rule, because I will say most of my friends and their husbands and their relationships and their partners, they aren't an equal partner with the children like Shane is. He does a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's an exception.
And I think if you've gone into a situation like Lala's, where clearly, you know, what happened with Randall, she is now in a place where she wants Ocean, I'm guessing, wants Ocean mm-hmm. to have a sibling close in age, and she doesn't want to search and find a man that's probably not appropriate because she just wants to have another baby right away.
That's a very thought out, logical, reasonable choice. And also wanting the sibling. I tell you, I have three kids, and the best thing that can ever happen is to see your siblings care for each other and play together and love each other and support each other. So I get that. And she's probably thinking Ocean's getting older. So, you know, I got to get on this right away.
And I also think she shared in this episode that she has a big support system at this point. Her mom has come in to live with her. She mm-hmm. has her brother that lives in the same complex. They're mm-hmm. all raising Ocean together. And she's in a place in her life where she wants to be able to carry her next child. And why rush into getting into another Randall Emmett situation? I think kudos to her and appreciate her for sharing in advance. Mm-hmm. I think so oftentimes on reality television shows, people wait until after it's way past the fact. And then,
share.
And then
by the way,
yeah, I think sharing in advance is a huge deal and shows that what a good mother she is and that she wants to do the best by Ocean. And so I think that this is exciting. But then my other part of me and my head is like, oh my gosh, is this going to be hard though? Because how are you going to show one child on a reality television show and not the other? Because we, you know, I remember how hard it was for us when we weren't allowed to show Bella.
Well, I'm in the same situation. We're filming right now and I can show my three children with Shane, but then, you know, my older daughter or stepdaughter, Chanel, lives with us full time. Her mom won't sign off. So then what happens, it's awkward and I feel badly for her because then when the crew comes to film, like I have to say, I'm sorry, you know, we can't show you. And she understands, she's very intelligent. So she gets it. Yeah. But how difficult is that to be like, okay, you three can film and be apart, but you can't film. It's really difficult.
And plus at a young age, you don't necessarily know what it is that you want or like in regards to even social media, all of it, like you think like, as I'm like, oh, I would never want so-and-so to feel left out or this or that. Mm-hmm. They may think I don't want anything to do with this or, and 10 years from now, when their siblings are talking about how they're all on this show and people are going, well, how come you weren't on it?
Right.
And it just opens a whole, that's the trouble with reality TV.
Yeah.
There's always going to be pros and cons.
Right. I guess the best scenario is her mom signs and then she's 17. So she decides whether she wants to or not. Then ultimately it was her decision as opposed to, oh, hey, can you not be in the room right now? I mean, I hate that, you know, because it's not reflective of how our actual home and family is. She lives with us full time. She's here 100% of the time. So
yeah. And I would have never known that.
Yeah. Most people don't. They still ask me when I post something on Instagram, they're like, who are the two older girls? Because, you know, because it's been such a, you know, tumultuous relationship. So,
and that's where social media can also be brutal, because without us having these types of conversations, then social media will come on and say, oh my gosh, well, why aren't you is it because this is, she's your stepdaughter because of this?
Right.
Like, no, clearly there's more to it. And there's love that goes around. And either way, we're off topic as we will, because we're going to pop off on whatever it is we feel like popping off on. But I'm excited for Lala and I can't wait to hear more.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this next one. Ariana Madix forced to stay in home with Tom Sandoval for another 4 months. The New York Post article says Madix, 38, is facing at least 4 more months under the same roof as Sandoval. Thanks to a legal tangle over the Los Angeles property they purchased together in 2009 for $2.7 million. Earlier this month, she filed a lawsuit in L.A. Superior Court seeking the sale of the house and an equitable division of the proceeds records obtained by the Post show. The reality television star is pushing for partition by sale. It's essentially, it's not even scheduled until June 3rd, leaving Madix in limbo until then. This is my question for you.
Okay.
If you and Shane were to get break up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you had the financial capability to get another place and, or you didn't have the financial capability to buy him out and he wanted to stay there. Would you care?
Well, he'd have to buy me out.
Right. Right. But that's my point. If he bought you out, would you care if he still lived in your home?
No, honestly, if this is why I don't understand why either one of them want to stay in this house. As far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of bad memories there. I mean, why don't you just both want to get out and just have a clean slate? Honestly, I think Tom's being a complete dick. Like, I feel like this is just a dick move on his part, because why are you spending all this money to pay for attorneys, to file all this paperwork, go to court, pay for a hearing, which is going to take all day long in LA County Court, and the judge is going to order that you sell the house and divide it, because there's really no other solution unless he does buy her out. So I don't understand.
But this is my question. What we see in the episode is her saying that he wants to buy her out, and she would never want that because she would never want another girl being in the home they bought together. I personally don't have that.
I don't either.
If somebody wants to give me money and I can go do something with it and be out of a toxic situation, I don't want to communicate with Anna, the assistant, on when I can come and go. Like, you have all these great things going on. Who gives a F who he F's in that house that you guys bought together? That was clearly...
Well, he was clearly F-ing people in that house anyway. So, like, and this is no different.
Yeah. I just, I'm like, listen, you have so many good things going on in your life. If he's willing to buy you out, get out, let him make a mess of whatever next situation he's going to go into.
Yeah. I mean, they're wasting a lot of time on attorneys and they're spending a lot of money. I feel like this is an easy solution. Either sell the house, divide the equity, or he writes her a check. I don't know. Does he have the money to buy her out? I mean, I'm sure he'd have to go get a loan. And
she's saying no. She's saying I will not do it. So that's, she doesn't want him living there. She doesn't want either of them living there.
Well, then, see, they're both being ridiculous because they're both in a stalemate and they're both wasting time because, I mean, they could either agree to just find a real estate agent, get a, you know, appraisal, put it on the market, divide the assets. The house is worth more now. They bought it for 2.07. It's worth like 3 now. So, I mean, you're both going to walk away with a chunk of change.
Yeah, but that's what ends up happening when there hasn't been true accountability or healing in a breakup situation. You just want to stick it to the other person, which is what we see repeatedly over on Miami with Lenny Hawkside. Like, that is so clearly done, but there's just still fighting over things that are unnecessary to fight about. These next headlines are pretty brutal as well. You want to take the Kristen Duty?
During an appearance at a live taping of the No Filter with Zach Peter podcast in November of 2023, Shaws of Sunset star Gigi defended Lala's ex Randall while sitting next to Kristen. Lala got pissed that Kristen did not stick up for her. When asked about Kristen on an Amazon Live this month, Lala responded, quote, "I don't know who that is, so no," Lala said. Quote, "No, does she still have a podcast? I don't know." Kristen then took to her podcast this week saying, quote, I have been sitting on this because Lala is my friend. Or I guess was my friend because according to her, in this moment, she doesn't know who I am. End quote. She went on to say, quote, I didn't feel like it was my fight to fight because I thought it was so mundane and so stupid. Who cares what this chick has to say? Meaning Shaw's Gigi. Kristen finished with, Lala, you know I love you. I think you handled this like shit. I'm not happy about the way you are effing talking about me or my podcast because it's just so petty. However, you aren't there to fight in the room for yourself. I should have said something. She concluded, quote, I understand why your feelings were hurt. Next time, just come to me and say, hey, my feelings were hurt. Don't blast it on the internet that you don't know who I am. Calm down, end quote.
Kristen has confirmed some of what Rachel Levis' accusations regarding James Kennedy. Levis alleged that Duty was a cast member on Bravo's new series as a way to stop Duty from speaking out against their mutual ex, James Kennedy. Levis is quoted saying Bethany Frankel's podcast, Kristen was just starting to talk about her tumultuous relationship with James and what happened behind closed doors. Then all of a sudden, she was presented with this spinoff. I believe it was way to silence her. I've seen him be a violent person, so I have no doubt what she's saying is true. I hope that one day it will come to light and there will be justice. Kristen responds saying, I have not listened to Bethany's podcast with Rachel. I saw a TikTok that had a clip that had my name in it. So it is what I was responding to. And now I'm hearing all sorts of things that were also said that I have no idea about. I agree with what Rachel says about you know who. I think I've made my feelings very clear, but also you guys, for realsies, there's no opportunity, no new anything that I was given like to silence me or hush money or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But then on yesterday's episode of Rachel's podcast, Rachel Goes Rogue, Rachel says she talks about breaking up with James for a reason that could ruin his life. This brings up previously made allegations by Kristen. We all know at Sheena's first wedding, Kristen punched James in the face. James then punched Kristen into a bush, which was cut. Kristen has alluded to other physical abuse, which seemingly confirms in the attached post. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But the main point of this story, I believe, is when it comes to James and any of these physical abuse allegations, when it comes to Kristen or Rachel.
Is it Raquel or Rachel?
It was Raquel, and now it's Rachel. All of the women, while filming Vanderpump Rules last season, supported James. James was all of a sudden, like they like to say in Vanderpump Rules talk, the number one guy in the group.
The number one guy, right.
When clearly they've all had these discussions. And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like this is all getting to a point where when you're in tunnel vision, you're only talking about what is making good TV at that moment and not necessarily all of the other situations and not putting past history involved. But
well, I think it goes down to where there's smoke, there's fire. You can only have so many allegations all the time because before there has to be some truth rooted in these. You can't just have all these different accusations and they are all just fabricated.
And I mean, I think that if we get a little taste into something,
that's why James, you almost fell out of your chair when I said James Kennedy, right?
I know that is exactly why.
Yeah, but like, here's where I'm at. I'm a lot bigger than him. I outweigh him by a good 50 pounds and I clearly could beat his ass. So I'm not concerned. That's why.
Well, I also think that at the beginning of this episode, he says that he is sober again. So we have now seen him be sober and not sober multiple times on the show. My brain that's, you know, OCD obsessing about all the things wonders if one has to do with the other, but we will continue going. Oh, he's California
sober. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you be that anywhere else? Like, why does it like only
like if you live in Ohio, can you be California sober?
Yeah. Like, or I mean, can you smoke pot and not drink alcohol anywhere else? But yeah, well, I guess as the season progresses, we'll see what's going on with his relationship with Allie and what his relationship is with the group.
Okay. Well, do you think Allie knows about all these allegations and that's why she's insisting that he doesn't drink? Because I assume all of these have to do with some alcohol fueled violence.
I would assume that Allie doesn't live with her head in the sand and has a social media account and probably knows who she is in a relationship with. Plus, I would find it hard to believe that she started
dating James, seeking out his DJing skills without have watching past seasons of Vanderpump Rules where this has been touched on.
Right.
So I,
You're saying she's on notice.
She's probably on notice. She's always been really lovely and sweet. But this is a hot mess of a group. This is a hot mess of a group. Because then we get to, which I love Nick Vial. I've been on his podcast a bunch. I think I love listening to his podcast. I also don't know that I need to listen to a 3-hour podcast with the Toms.
How is it 3 hours? What did they even talk about for 3 hours? Or is one of the hours because he showed up late? So for the first hour is just everyone sitting around the room waiting for Tom and wondering where he is.
I mean, how do you do that?
I think when you're a narcissist, that's what you do. See, I am clearly not a narcissist because I show up to everything on time, always.
I show up to things on time. If I'm going to be late, there's like multiple calls, texts. Yes. I'm so sorry. This emergency came up, blah, blah, blah. Like there isn't just no response in regards to anything is bizarre. Even if I'm mad at somebody, I'm still going to give some sort of response. Like, okay, it is what it is. I'm not interested in,
Well, and when you agree to be on someone's podcast, they blocked a whole day out for you and they have everything ready. And so for you not to show up on time, it's so disrespectful.
And disrespectful to your other best friend, Tom, who's been sitting there and is once again taking out for
he's taking
you.
The heat.
He's taking the heat for you. Like he has no idea where you are. He's just sitting there like, oh shit. Like, how did I get myself into another mess that Tom's making me look like an asshole?
Right.
But other things that were covered on here, essentially, I don't know that Tom Sandoval can be held accountable to anything. There's everything that he says. And I enjoyed parts of him when he was on the podcast. He has charming things. Sandoval said he didn't want to dishonor Maddox by rehashing their relationship issues. No, I'm allowed to talk about it. I can say whatever the F I want, Sandoval said, but I'm not going to. Sandoval then proceeded to imply that he cheated on Maddox because she belittled him and ruined his self-worth. Okay, you cheated on every other ex you had as well.
Yeah. What was your excuse then?
So I get it. You're in a bad relationship. You're not happy anymore. You know what you do?
You break up.
You don't continue dating for years, buy a home together, start planning to have sperms, eggs, whatever, saved. To then cheat. It's just all you have to do, Tom. You were having a moment. You were good on Special Forces. You said certain things in the Two Teas in a Pod podcast that made me realize like you had remorse. But now you're doubling down right before the season airs. It's not a good look because there are going to be points in times I can already feel that Ariana is going to drive me crazy this season. But
you're going to feel sorry for her because of this. See what you did, Tom. People are going to feel sorry for her. That's what's going to happen.
See what you did. You're going to have another season of this if you keep doing press things where you're just not even willing to go, I really fucked up. I'm sorry. And move on.
Yeah. I like how in the podcast, he said something to the effect of, because they asked, what did you learn? And he's like, what did I learn? Like he was so mad and defensive. First of all, when you show up an hour late, like I don't feel like you have the right to be mad and defensive. Like you should be humble and apologetic at that point. Yeah. But then for him to say, he said something to the effect of, well, I learned not to cheat that way. I think that was what it was. I like that one. Like I learned to cheat better. You know, like I didn't do a good job of it.
Listen, I need to cheat on better circumstances, but he has... When he does actually say, he just said, I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to be a better person. Okay, so let's start off a couple things, Tom. This is a PSA from popping off to you. Ways to be a better person. Move out of the house.
Yeah, just move out.
Just move out of the house.
Get it appraised, write her a check. There you go.
Get out of the house. Other ways is to stop talking about all the things that she's done wrong to you because nobody cares, even if she did, even if she belittled you every day of your relationship, you chose to stay. So that's another way.
Yeah.
Another one, don't leave your friends hanging for over an hour and make them look like assholes. But on her,
I'm going to do that to you sometime.
You know what? I'm going to be really pissed.
Yeah. I hope we go on someone else's podcast and then I'm just going to show up like an hour late and let you sit there and see what kind of excuses you can come up with.
Listen, I do think that we need to have a lightning bolt on our backgrounds as well, because another thing you could do, Tom, stop sending lightning bolts.
I don't understand. Explain the lightning bolts.
Oh my gosh, because Tom and Rachel wore matching lightning bolt necklaces.
Oh my God, they had matching necklaces?
Like that was their like signal to each other that they are having this affair behind the back. But it's a real bummer because I was starting to come around on Tom and here we are, but
he messed it up.
He messed it up. You're only as good as last time I talked to you.
Yeah.
But Ariana Maddox is continuing on her victory tour of what did Lala call her? God, because she's been cheated on. Cause she is, she's Roxy Hart in Chicago. She had her opening night. Thank you to everyone for joining Chicago Musical and for being unbelievably supportive and welcoming. People released an Instagram video of Ariana practicing for her debut. After watching her on Dancing with the Stars, I am sure she's an incredible Roxy Hart. I watched Erika Jayne doing the same show and I loved it. So,
well, who do you think is better? Who's the better Roxy Hart?
I haven't seen Ariana yet.
No, but if you had to, you have to choose. You have to pick one. Who's the better one?
Well, I'm a biased asshole. So of course I'm going to pick my friend, Erica. So I can't help it. Plus, I think when I think Roxy Hart, I think more of an Erica type character than I don't. Even
like,
though we're
like the sweet underdog that got cheated on.
I think
like the icy badass.
Yes, that's exactly why. Plus, even though we're all kind of the same age, I still think that Vanderpump Rules people are like 30 years younger than me.
I thought so too. But then when I read that Tom's 41 and Ariana's 38 and we're still like talking about them, like serving. And I was like, so confused. I'm like, these people are almost my age. You and I could go work at Sir.
Listen, if Sir was still open, we could. Or is that one still open or is it closed?
I don't.
Still, Sir's still open. We couldn't work at Pump.
Okay. But we could do Sir. Cause I feel like they have a little elevated age there.
They,
we can bust some tables. I can see it.
Listen, if we're going to get the good scoop, that good, then we are willing to put on our matching
disguises and show up
and hold a drink at the beginning and spill it as they do in the promos. But the next thing is involving our friend, Alex Baskin. He is the executive producer of Vanderpump Rules, also Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He also has his own podcast.
I was just on his podcast a couple of weeks ago, just throwing that out there.
You guys tune in.
Yes.
So you didn't grill him about Scandoval is what you're saying. You didn't know.
I didn't know at the time.
Well, now I need your focus 100%. I realize you're filming Real Housewives of Orange County. But now I need you focused because this Cosmopolitan article didn't come in until like 6 minutes before the pod. Like I need you sending it.
You need me on the ground.
Listen, working. Boots on the ground.
Okay. All right.
Ready to go. LA Times reports that Scandoval provided a much needed jolt to the series that had been in a rut since its early heyday and its run. Alex Baskin quotes, "We would have liked it if Rachel came back because I think that there's a great interest in how she was doing. I also think that it's best platform for her to tell her story more so than any podcast, but that's ultimately up to her." Guys, but also you can tune in. It's an iHeartRadio podcast to Rachel Goes Rogue. So
yeah, because I met her at the iHeart. You weren't there. I met her at the iHeart Christmas, the holiday dinner.
I couldn't go to that. Did she talk to you?
I talked to her for a long time.
Well, go ahead. Feel free to share.
I had a lot of espresso martinis and I don't remember the conversation at all, but I thought she was lovely. And now I'll probably get a lot of crap for that, but I did.
Okay. All right. Did she seem like somebody you could trust?
She seemed very meek and kind of like a broken child. I felt badly for her.
Okay. All right. I think that's what we see at the beginning of this episode or during this episode with Lala, where she reaches out to her, but we'll get to that. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back to recap the actual episode, not all the things they've been doing off of the show.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we are back to recap Vanderpump Rules. There's a new intro for season 11, which is set to the iconic Raise Your Glass Vanderpump Rules theme song. Viewers are greeted with a refreshed intro. At the beginning, we get a glimpse of Ariana and Katie, who are hanging out in their new West Hollywood sandwich shop. Something About Her, which I don't think is opened yet.
No, because I just read it's not open, right? Something with, is it permits or, I don't know, maybe they just don't know what they're doing. I feel like there's a little bit of that in there too.
I'm looking for a good sandwich. I would have thought that Lisa Vanderpump could help them get permits, but then I guess if you start Googling some of her restaurants, maybe she isn't the one to reach out to on that.
Oh, no. What's that mean?
I don't know.
Elaborate.
You're going to have to do your research, lawyer. But then the camera transitions to the restaurant Tom Tom, where Tom Sandoval is pouring Tom Schwartz a refreshing cocktail. And then quick exterior shot of the group's old stomping ground. Sir, the camera brings in to frame Lala, James, Sheena before ending things off with Lisa Vanderpump. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we actually start the episode. starts off in the sandwich shop, which ideally this would be open now. The sandwich shop would be open because now that we are watching it in real time, we should ultimately be able to, I don't go places, but at least Postmates a sandwich.
Yeah. Would you try their sandwich shop? Would you have it Grubhub?
For sure.
You would Grubhub it?
I would Uber Eats that all day long, a delicious sandwich. I've seen them make the sandwiches before and they looked really yummy. Katie and Ariana are going thrifting for their sandwich shop. I can't say that it does look beautiful, well put together.
Oh, the decor looks amazing. I feel like they focused on the decor and the like dishes. And then they were like, oh shit, we need like permits and stuff.
Yeah. Oh shit. There's who's going to work here?
Yeah. Like, look how beautiful it looks. Look at all the, like the lighting and the chandeliers and like the teacups. And then it's like, oh, but I think we need like permits and like people to work here.
Do we think that something about her is the new She by Sheree clothing line? Like make 2 years to get it?
Or I mean, possibly. We might want to take bets on how long before this place opens.
I mean, we've seen the tasting. Just give us the damn sandwiches. We want them.
Okay.
You and eat also, sandwiches in a sauna. You're a sandwich.
I would love a sandwich. First of all, it's a sandwich shop. It's not complicated. It's not like they're back there making gourmet meals. Like, it's sandwiches.
I don't appreciate you downplaying a sandwich when, listen, I can't make a good sandwich. Mine
you can't?
No. Other than a peanut butter and jelly.
How do you mess up a sandwich?
My ratio is always off with something. Either it's too much mustard or it's gotten soggy or I add the vinegar and not the oil. Like there's always something or too much oregano. It's just always a shit sandwich when I make it. Theirs looks good. Katie says at the premiere, we're permit approved. We're just waiting for physical copies before we can get the final one. We've been making some changes, but we are excited.
Okay. The question is, are they paying rent on this space the entire time with no income coming in?
They've got to be. But I mean, Ariana has had 86 other jobs. So, I mean, she must
That's true. She's like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. It's on the house. Rent, lady. I got it. I'll just do a little dance out front and it's no big deal.
Like, it's fine. But I also wonder how much the rent is. I mean, if we looked at what all the shit I buy on Amazon, it's probably less than the rent a month for the sandwich shop. So I'm not in a place to judge on spending money on things that you're not actually utilizing because the amount of unused items from Amazon, I could start a hoarder's paradise. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll have another tasting and they'll invite us.
Well, we might need to do a little better.
Hint.
Hey, ladies, we'd love to come into the sandwich shop and take notes on anything that happens so we can talk about it on Breaking Off.
We love sandwiches.
We love a good sandwich, even though I say sandwich, not sandwich. I can't help myself.
A sandwich.
I have a sandwich.
Sandwich.
But then we see the coming and goings of Tom and Ariana and how they communicate solely through the assistant. Tom is taping Special Forces, so he's not at the house, but he and Ariana both still live there. They're maintaining a no contact rule. Tom wants to buy Ariana out. He says that he and Rachel are still in communication. Rachel is sending mail to the house with lightning bolts. Now you know what that means.
Now I got it. All right.
We already talked about how we would maneuver this situation. But if Tom did to me what he did to Ariana, I would prefer to live in a studio apartment or in the sandwich shop to waking up to his face every day.
There you go. We found a solution to everything.
Can you live in a restaurant, though? I'm not sure.
Yes, as long as you're hiding, as you're hidden. As long as your car is hidden during the day. You only pull it out at night.
And as long as you keep your feet covered with socks and don't touch any of the surfaces that you're going to be making sandwiches on.
Okay. You know, when they panned Tom's room and then they panned to Ariana's room, I actually thought that I hit the remote and ended up on the episode of Hoarders. I was like, wait, the channel changed. Let me go back. And then I was like, are you kidding me? What is going on?
I mean, what about when we then see Schwartz's rugs and like his 82 dead plants? And I can't, it was more than I could. I was like, I'm not even that organized of a human being inside of my home. And I was like, this is a lot. for me to handle.
There's a lot of hoarding going on. And I don't understand, if you know your house is going to be filmed, do you not pick that shit up?
Or at least hide it. Like there's drawer. I'm going to teach you guys a thing. Behind this, I have some cabinets, and those cabinets are filled to the gills with useless things that I don't need anyone to ever see. Once every couple of years, my OCD comes out and then I decide to clean it up.
Yeah.
And give it all away and realize I haven't touched it in 3 years. So now it can leave my life, but I don't just leave it all over the floor and let people film it. But my vitamin cabinet does look askew.
Are you one of those crazy supplement people?
Yes. And like, I have one area in my room where there's like 600 vitamins, and I'm always like, oh, if I'm filming an ad or something and I see all the vitamin clutter, I'm like, no, move. But
do you take them? Do you take all the supplements?
I go through phases where I think I really feel so much better from all of the supplements.
Right.
And I take them all, but then I get a stomach ache. So it's, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I hear you. Okay.
Speaking of winning some and losing some, we get into Brock and Sheena. Sheena reads a text that she sent to Tom Sandoval after one of his best friends passed away to prove that she didn't completely ice him out. Mm-hmm. He blocked her number and multiple different Instagram accounts relating to her, including, I love that she's like, I'm not even offended that he blocked me, that he blocked my podcast name. But the fact that he blocked Summer Moon, I want to know, was he following her in the first place? A grown man following a child's Instagram is weird to me in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was following. I'm sure the reason for blocking was so that Sheena couldn't use that account to go see what he's up to, I guess. But
yeah. Well,
I mean, I doubt he was following that.
You
but
think
I don't
he
know.
Was really thinking that through to the point, like, I wonder if Sheena goes on and looks at me through Summer Moon's account.
No, I assume his assistant did it, right? What was her name?
Annie or Anne?
Anna? Yeah, I'm sure Anna's out there turning off the LED lights and blocking everyone. That's her job.
Can't breathe. Just spit up my water. But in a positive note, when it comes to Brock and Sheena, Brock is a prime example of what a good haircut can do for someone.
Oh, he used to have the long hair, huh?
Yeah.
You're not a fan? You're not a fan of like the Thor hair?
No. I'm definitely not. Edwin used to have it, and he would tuck it into the beanie cap to hide it.
Yeah,
from
but
me.
I feel like Edwin can't pull off the long hair, though.
Well, let's flash a photo right now of Edwin with his long hair dyed blonde, and we can all be the judge of that.
Wait, Edwin had blonde hair, long blonde hair.
Yes.
Okay, I can't even picture this.
This is the man I fell in love with. Emily.
I can't even picture this. Well, Shane's never had hair, so there you go.
He was bald at birth and never grew any.
Actually, no, in high school, he had a ton of hair. He had a ton. Now, like, since I've met him, he hasn't had a lot of hair, so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Then Lala talks about her custody battle. Her ex, Randall, doesn't want her to have full legal control because he doesn't want her to put their daughter Ocean on Vanderpump Rules. This part made perfect sense to me. But he will give her complete control when it comes to her schooling, her health, like that. Mm-hmm. And she made a good point. Great. I don't care about having her on the show. What I do care about is making those big decisions, which the fact that he will sign off on that shows that that's movement there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know what, that's smart on his part that he's doing that, because those are things that will take forever to get through. And then the judge will end up ordering that they both have legal custody. It'll be 50-50 and they'll both have to make decisions. So that was really, actually, I think it was really good of him to just say, hey, you take those decisions, you know,
because I mean, I just from following him on Instagram, I don't think he's the one that's probably going to like go to the passport office and like get her, her new passport ready. Like all of the things that moms just do instinctively.
Well, he's probably not going to have an opinion on what school she goes to. He's just going to say, whatever you decide, you know, that's great. Go for it. Because he's not going to take her and pick her up, right?
I don't know. I think right now he gets a portion of, I don't know their exact custody agreement. But I do think if their money is already set, like if she already gets a certain amount of child support and whatever that may be, then I don't know. Does anything else really come into play? You have to make decisions based on your income and what you're getting from your ex, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Like if I were to get a divorce from Edwin tomorrow and I got a certain amount of child support, that would right. also count towards schooling. And then I were to get full approval of what school it would go to, correct?
Well, I don't know. If you have joint legal custody, then he would have a say in what school they go to.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yes. If the money's already squared away,
yeah,
then, you know, leave it to Lala to figure out what's best for their daughter.
Right.
Then Tom Schwartz admits to James how bad the scandal has been for him and Sandoval's bar, Schwartz and Sandy's, to the extent of servers quitting, people harassing the workers, leaving bad reviews.
I thought that was so sad. And that is when fans, I think, take it too far. It is one thing to watch a show, have your favorites, be invested, have an opinion. But when you go out of your way to do harmful things to a business that not only, it's not just affecting Tom Sandoval, it's affecting all the people that work there as well. That is way too far.
But this is where I have a hard time, because I saw the history of them trying to open Schwartz and Sandy's. People were quitting before this ever happened.
So you're saying you don't think people are quitting because of the scandal, but people aren't going there and aren't eating there and aren't spending money because of the scandal.
I think at this point they probably are. I think, but at that point in time when nobody, I mean, they were pretty much terrorizing his Yelp.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's detrimental.
That to yeah, a nobody wants that
as a whole. And there it's a trickle down effect. There's all kinds of people that are affected by that, not just Tom Sandoval.
But also, a cheater can still make good food. A cheater can still make a good cocktail.
like so he's back there making sandwiches.
Yes. Like, do you remember the other night? I'm not going to say who it was, but there was somebody that was in the Bravo blogging podcast world at our show that like told me 1,000 times that one of the restaurants that we were going to after the show was owned by Gavin Newsom. I'm like, I don't care who owns what restaurant. Right. This is where I was told to go. If the food's good, like, I don't need to invest my time into going down the rabbit hole on who owns this damn place.
Right. What was the intent in telling you so that you didn't want to go there?
I don't know, because I was told so many times the same information and told other places I could go to. But I'm like, I like the...
Well, we didn't have a choice. First of all, there wasn't a choice. There was an after party. We were going out to eat as a group. It is what it is.
And the food was good and the drinks were good and they treated us well. That's what you go to for a restaurant. Not yes. because, you know, but I guess it's different if you're on a reality show that you're basing on your names that you got on the reality, you know. But either way.
So basically, here is the moral of the story. You and I cannot go out and open up a restaurant, because every time we piss someone off in an episode, there would be no business. And
yeah, we would
fail.
We would get shut down.
Yes.
We wouldn't even be able to get any, I mean, we would get permits, but then after the permits, we'd be screwed.
Yes, exactly.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This part kind of made me laugh a little bit. It's James and Allie opening up their house and it looks beautiful, but the timing of the editors when he goes, and it's quiet here. And then the airplane's like, boom.
Yeah. I like how it's like, it's right next to the Burbank airport. It's so peaceful and quiet as like a 747 flies over. They got a good deal on it. Got a good deal.
Listen,
might break a few noise ordinances, but that's okay.
Our house in Orange County is near kind of where that train is. And I've gotten used to it. I did the first night I ever slept there. I was like, whoa, that's loud. But then, yeah. I've really settled into it. So there's no shame in whatever that was, but the timing was funny. But James then opens up about being California sober. But something else I was thinking about during this conversation between Schwartz and James was not sure, probably the same way I sound right now. I'm not sure that James needed that third shot of espresso in this conversation.
I know. He's a lot. Got a lot of energy. He's like, now I see where that personality comes from. There's a he just shoots caffeine into his veins all day long. So
yeah, just getting after it one way or another. Yeah. Then they talk about how Ariana met her new boyfriend, Daniel, 10 to 11 days after Tom blew everything up. Daniel lives in New York.
Wait, how did they meet?
I think they met at Coachella. The first picture of, I could be wrong, but the first picture I ever saw of them together was at Coachella. I don't know if they met there or they met prior from friends and met up there, but the first time we ever saw them together was at Coachella. He was in the audience a lot during the Dancing with the Stars. We saw pictures of him floating around filming the season, but he does live in New York.
Well, that poses a problem.
That poses a problem, except for right now when she is doing Chicago in New York.
And she still lives
with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. That cheated on her.
Yeah. So this is helpful. But Sheena doesn't think Ariana has processed everything with Tom yet. Ariana refuses to be friends with Tom Schwartz, especially after he told people to give Sandoval a hug if you see him on Watch What Happens Live. Ariana texted Schwartz to go choke on Tom's dirty ass dick after that aired.
Oh, she is not happy.
What do you think about the moving on too fast of it all? And did Schwartz deserve that text?
Well, I mean, 10 days is really, that's really soon. I think when something like that happens, that's so traumatizing, I do think you need a lot of time to regroup and reset and to kind of figure out who you are, why you made bad decisions, why you were with someone like that for so long. and just be in a good place with yourself. I think that's really fast. So what do you
but
think?
But it also,
it's fast.
It's super fast. But I also wonder how long both of those, both Ariana and Tom, were completely checked out of this relationship.
Okay, but if they were both so completely checked out, then why so much hatred? Like, especially towards Shorts. I mean, he's a
Shorts
spread.
Or Schwartz?
Shorts? Shorts. Shorts. Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Schwartz. Schwartz.
I think it's the public humility of it all that happened because I think there was already problems that they were trying to hide from the cameras for a very long time. It's just my assumption.
And wait, I'm not between who? Between who?
Ariana and Sandoval.
Oh, okay. And you're saying they just kind of glossed over it, hid it. So it makes it look like it came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. But I think you know, they had a lot of business ventures together. They bought homes together. They were doing what they thought they should both probably do. But mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, yes, there's a lot of rage because she was put in a situation where she had to put something in front of the world and Scandoval became huge. And it probably was very hurtful, especially the timing. One of the times he cheated was right after her dog passed away. Another time mm-hmm. was after her grandmother passed away. Like, it was just the hits kept coming. And I'm sure she's very angry. But would you be, I mean, we already know Shane's not going to cheat on you, but if he did, would you be mad at Shane's best friend if he knew? Or would you just be mad at Shane?
No, I would just be mad at Shane. I mean, ultimately, Shane is the one who would put his best friend in an awkward situation where he has to, you know, try to navigate that line of not telling me or not telling her and still being friends with him and not really liking what he's doing, but having, I mean, that's an awkward position for him to be in. So, and why didn't she have that same energy with Lala when she reached out to Raquel Rachel?
Because in the same one, I think she doesn't really want to get into a fight with Lala.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. I think Schwartz is king.
An easy target.
An easy target because he can kind of just, and he just takes it. And she knows he's sensitive. I think all Schwartz was trying to say when he was on Watch What Happens Live is fans chill. Yeah. Not like actually go give him a hug. Just like we don't need to give him death threats, which I agree. Right. Even though he showed up to Nick's late or cheated or didn't eat any of the things he's probably going to continue doing. I don't think death should be wished on any human being.
No, he's just a doucher. So let's just move on.
Let's just move on. Then, of course, our favorite topic that you, no matter what podcast I'm on, no matter who I'm talking to, this comes up on a daily basis. The word Ozempic. Everyone is asking if Sheena
who's on
is
it
on
now.
It. They're asking if Sheena's on it.
Well, Sheena's always skinny. So to me, I didn't know that she looked any thinner than usual. Is she thinner than normal?
I mean, at this point, anyone who drops half a pound is on Ozempic to the public.
Right. Like, my dog's on Ozempic. Like, everybody's on Ozempic.
People are like, Jenny, you're on Ozempic. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've lost all muscle tone because I couldn't work out for a good amount of time. Hopefully I'll look a little stronger next time you see me, that damn cancer. But we do get into a conversation where Lala opens up about some of her postpartum anxiety, being on medication, taking a little break from drinking, like all of these things, which I think had me 100% until she said, because of the affair, when she met the other person's affair, I thought she was going to say like postpartum, like all these things, but the Scandoval affair triggered all of it. I was like,
So you thought she was referring to her own affair?
No, she said affair at the end. She said, I've just been struggling with a lot of postpartum OCD and anxiety and all of these things coming together. All of that, I was like, me too.
Yeah.
And then she goes, it really just set off with Scandoval.
Oh, okay. So you were like, so we're not the same. You're like, I'm just like that all the time.
I'm just like that all of the time. This is the life that I live. Like, my anxiety didn't get worse because of Scandoval. It's just...
Well, you didn't live it. Like, maybe if you were in there, you probably would have had... I don't know. Maybe you would have lost some weight, too, and had even more anxiety.
Yeah, you know, maybe. We never know. We do know what's coming with some flashbacks of things coming forward about Schwartz. Sheena did say that the affair with Scandoval made her think that everybody could be cheating. You can't trust anybody. But then later on in the season, it appears that we can't trust Sheena and Shorts, as you like to call him,
Shorts.
Either. But we don't know any of the background on that, so we're just going to have to wait. Yeah. I've always liked Sheena. She's always been really fun and transparent when I've been around her. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay, I did like that Lala reached out to Rachel Raquel.
Yeah.
But my question watching that was that a production thing or was that a Lala thing? Or do you think it was just a mix of both? I mean, it could be both too.
I think one, it was at this point, Rachel Raquel's contract was still not 100% not happening. I think there was still a hope that they could get her back. Uh-huh. And I would imagine Lala watching herself back after last season was like, maybe I was a little too intense with this person, considering I myself was involved as being the other woman.
Right.
So I think sometimes in the moment you can be really intense about stuff and then watching yourself back, you're like, maybe you took that touch too far.
Yeah. No, I get that.
If there was going to be somebody to reach out to
I just doubled down. I'm like, yeah, I should have been that aggressive.
Yeah, I don't. I'm an overthinker. But nobody else really could have reached out to her because it couldn't have been Sheena because there was already a lawsuit involved.
Right. No, Lala was the logical choice.
Lala was the logical choice.
And it made sense. It made sense for her to reach out. So,
do you think that Rachel ever even responded back via text? Because we know Sandoval never responded to Sheena's text. So do we think there was any correspondence back from Rachel or she was just done?
I'm going to guess Rachel Raquel didn't respond. I think she wants nothing to do with that. Like she's trying to separate herself.
But then she started a podcast to talk about it.
But a podcast is a very safe space.
I barely ever get hate from the podcast.
You get hate all the time. No, I just mean a safe space as then like literally a safe space where you're just in your own room and you can say what you want to say. And then you just go live your life and you don't have to deal with like actually physically being around any of those people.
How did you feel with the way that Ariana wouldn't even look at Schwartz when she was at his restaurant? Like, what if he would have come by and like dropped a check at the end for the drinks?
Yeah. I thought it was slightly petty. I don't know. I just feel like you have to channel your hatred to Tom and you can't really let it leak over into other people. I mean, what was he supposed to do? Like, how was he supposed to handle that situation? If he went to her and told her, he would have, he's not a good friend to Tom. And I'm sure he didn't agree with what he was doing, but I don't know. That's a very awkward position to be in.
I mean,
I've been in a position like that before.
Tell me more.
Well, I mean, I've had a friend who was cheating on a spouse and I knew about it and she confided in me and she would tell me all the time, but I didn't run and go tell her husband because I felt like, that's between them. Like, it's not up to me to go and blow up their life. Like, I don't agree with what she's doing, but I also didn't feel as if I needed to go.
Is this friend on the Real Housewives of Orange County?
No, unfortunately not. So I'm sorry. That's not a teaser for season 18. That's really just my actual life that I deal with on the daily.
But I think you can also say like, listen, I don't want to talk to you about this situation. If this, the way you want to live your life, you want to do this, it is what it is. But I don't tell me anymore.
Well, I feel like she could say, look, I'm disappointed in the way you handled it. But I think the go ride his dirty dick and like ignoring him like he doesn't exist and, getting mad.
Clearly you're all filming a show together and you're all going to have to exist. We soon know on a beach with a line in between the two of you. So like, let's pull it together. Then Lisa Vanderpump gets her action in as she pulls Lala aside to talk about Rachel. She says she understands why Rachel didn't want to go against Tom because she'd be completely alone. So I think that really, that resonated with Lala as well.
Yeah.
I think if you've been alienated from your friends and other people have been telling you all along, this is going to hurt you. And then you don't even have that person. It's a struggle.
Yeah. Then you're on an island. And there's nothing worse on reality TV than to be on an island. That's the kiss of death.
It is the kiss of death. But I think that Lala was, doing the Patrick Mahomes of Vanderpump Rules, doing the last throw Hail Mary in hopes that this would bring her back. But it didn't. Then, of course, Katie and Sheena are starting to develop a friendship again, right before we find out that Sheena allegedly makes out with Schwartz. So.
Right.
Katie also
That's visits- awkward.
I know.
Awkward.
Awkward. Katie also visits Tom Schwartz at his apartment to pick up their dogs. She emphasizes he's no longer her problem and they seem to be on good terms. But then he starts asking her for advice and you can tell she doesn't want to give it to him.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care. I'm indifferent. Indifference is a great place to be. That means I don't want to give you advice. I don't want to like have conversations and hang out. So
yeah, I can still be in the same room with you. I can sit on the couch next to you. I can share, was that an espresso pod or whatever it is that they were having? But like, she's like, I don't need, figure it out on your own.
Right.
Then Lala confesses the voice note, which I actually didn't realize was a voice note. I thought it was a voicemail. A voice note, like,
what's the difference?
A voicemail is like, I called, your phone rings, and then I leave you a voicemail. A voice note is just, you do it into
talk
the text
and
message.
Text it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll be getting a lot of those from me moving forward because delete. yeah. Then we get to teasers for this season. Oh, sorry. Right before teasers for this season, one of the way they end the episode is Tom Sandoval returning back from taping Special Forces. And he's like, hello?
Hello?
I'm like, we know Annie and whatever her name is told you that Ariana is not there. So
yeah. Well, what was he expecting? A party? Like, did he expect everyone to jump out and be like, hello, welcome back?
You know, production's there. So somebody could have said hi back. Like there's, you're not walking into a pitch black house with no humans there. Right. Like there's humans.
Yeah.
But either way, then we see teasers for this upcoming rest of the season, which how do you think it looks? I think it looks pretty good.
It looks good. Well, the whole like thruple looked good. That's interesting.
That's, I mean, I think we're going to see more dating for Sandoval. Tom and Ariana will still be hanging out in the same circle. An unnamed girl kissing both Schwartz and Katie.
Yeah.
Who do you think who would you fall for? Katie or Schwartz?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I guess Katie. Schwartz is not my type.
Well, hold on. What did Lala call him? Or who was it? She said, you're like dad bod Ken doll. Then Ariana asked her boyfriend Dan to move to California and he's not on board. Sandoval saying that he's still may be in love with Rachel. Dun dun. Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Well, guys, that's all we've got for today, but we will be back next week to pop off on more
things.
Yeah, on all the things. And we're going to do even more research. And
sounds like a plan.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
All right. Thank you.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.